Okay, so the topic is the Inyanim of Dover Charif, which I imagine many of you may have a similar experience, but I find that this is the most commonly asked kitchen, you know, private home kasha shayla, kitchen shayla that women have, because they deal with onions and some other Dvarim Charifim a lot, and everybody knows something about it and knows that there's something to be concerned about, and they don't know the exact parameters, and shaylas frequently come up, so I decided to just try to clarify the Inyan a little bit more for myself. So we find in the poskim that the din of davar charif, there are three halachas in which it's different than other things. Two of them come from the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and one comes from the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes. In Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, you have the memra of Chizki b'Shem Abayi that says that Snon shechatcha b'sakin shechatcha b'basar, also la'ochla b'kutach. Snon a radish, which is the at least an example. If it's part of the shayla, whether it's just an example or it's specific, but let's assume for a moment it's an example of a davar charif. A davar charif, which is cut with a sakin shechatcha b'basar, a knife that was used to cut meat, so you can't eat that snon b'kutach. And this is even, so he brings a moment before in the same line that dogim shola b'kara, that if you fish which were in a hot flesh plate mutter lachlam b'kutach, because of the din of not barnat, we say that the fish is considered not barnat and it's mutter with milk, but it's known we don't have that heter. So some rishonim one sat in Rashi and this is a shayla about this, want to learn that maybe it's talking about a sakin which has shamunas on it. However, second shot in Rashi, and the way many Rishonim learn, and this is the basis for the whole, you know, for the whole Chumrat Dover Charif, is that it means not, it doesn't mean that. It means a sakin makunach. The sakin itself is completely clean. It's just a shayla blius. And that's what, you know, poskim, that's what the Shulchan Aruch works with, and so that's what we're dealing with. So it was cut with a knife that was completely clean, but it had blius of basar in it, so you can't eat it bakutach. So from there you see two things. First of all, I see that we're not going to apply the din of not barnat, even though the sakin is already one knot, it only has tam in it, and then it goes into the snow, and it's still the head there, because we're nothing about is here, we're talking about basar, kosher meat. So it's really not, the snow is a not barnat, yet it says it's also to eat it with the kutach, unlike the fish, which you're allowed to eat the kutach. And second of all, how did it get the tam altogether? How did the snow get this tam? There was no heat here. Normally, by the case of the dog of Shalabakara, it means a hot kara. It got the tam through the chom. Here there's no chom, it's just the cutting. So the second chiddush you see is that there's the idea of tuchit the sakina, that when you cut a davar charif with a knife, so the duchka, the pressure of the cutting, imparts the tam. The tam from the sakin is imparted into the snod. So it becomes a fleishach snod through duchka, and a fleishach snod at kach, at least that you can't eat it together with kutach.
Is this
Svar to
get through?
How does it get through? It's a
Matzias. Where it touches is duchka, but the rest of it didn't have any content at all. Yeah. So what brings it through?
So it seems some sort of Matzias that as you the pressure pushing it, they speak out before, so it's lav davka, the little piece of blade. So I'm not going to clarify that, but they say so apparently the pressure pushing it in, it's a matzias that the Rebbe made in the belt, and as you push down, somehow it goes in.
It's rachonis, how far it goes.
How far into it's not.
I guess
it's going to
keep
it
down
the
tilling.
But he's asking
you.
Now we understand.
How does it get
from the
knife?
It's the question,
it's the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were asking, how does it get from the sides of the knife? I thought you were asking the blade of the knife is pushing
it. I understand, it has some effect on me, but.
Okay, so we'll see. Maybe I mean, can you ask the same? So it's the din of mitapea somehow.
No, with heat, it's right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a shayla. This is a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. So, but many speak out. There's a pesach chuv inside. Okay, many speak out and say, well, what do you mean? It's obviously d'oraisa. It's a mitzias. The mitzias this time. So, well, how can it not be d'oraisa? It's this time. So things are coming.
But the nabanach might be d'rabbanan.
Yeah, okay, well, it could be, but But I'm just pointing out that they're saying that it's a mitzias begazar. So we're asking, how does that happen? But the poskim and nemming on that the mitzias it happens that it's a from tasting. And in fact, it's brought here. In fact, that one way if you did it, you could if a Yisrael was towing it and sees that it has no tam, so at least so it says that he samech on that normally we're not samech on teima, you know, the Ashkenazi Rabbi Ramad, that's because we're not samech on teimas akum, teimas kfeila akum, but we're samech on teimas Yisrael. So some say even that we're not samech on lechila to consider it a still parav, but the evidence if it was cut and then mixed in a way that it's not bottled, we'd be samech on it. So you see, obviously it's a mitzias that it's tam there, and if it's tam, so however it works, it happens. Okay, so those are the two dinim, and then the third thing comes from the Gemara Brother Zara, the Lamentes, where the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat chiltis. You're not allowed to buy chiltis from a goy. Chiltis is some very sharp plant. That's the best they can do. All the various pharmacists say we don't know what it is. So somebody looked up for me in the Art School of Gemara in Avodah Zara, and it says it's a very sharp plant. And okay. Sorry?
Chili.
I don't know. Okay. In any case, so the Gemara asks, why can't you buy it from a guy? It was cut because it was cut with the guy's knife. So what? Stam sakin, stam clay, akum is eda ben yomo. So it's up to the Gemara because the machmas chorfe the chilpis is mechal yilei l'shvach. Mechal means it's mamtik the tam l'shvach, and maybe we'll see a little bit later exactly what that means, but somehow it makes it l'shvach, and we no longer have the standard heter of klisha eda ben yomo doesn't apply. So those are three dinim. Now there is one of the big shiles in Rishonim is two nekudas. Number one, is this din, as I alluded to before, is this din by all varm charif? And the Gemara says tznon. Is tznon just an example? And who are din onions and garlic and certain types of peppers, etc., etc.? That's one shalot bichlal, even the first two dinim. And even if we'll say, no, tznon is just an example. It's not just tznon, but attack applies to other things. But this second din that's learned from the other Gemara, that chiltis is mechayel el shvach, is that also by old varim charifim, or is that only chiltis, which chiltis apparently was something extremely, extremely sharp, much more sharp than even tznon. So on the first thing, some of us should learn, and this way brought Shulchan Aruch, at least l'chatchila, is that tznon is lav davka, who had an old varim charifim, though there is a sheet of Rabbeinu Yechiel, which the smack brings down that it's davka tznon. And we have the second in, so there also, l'mais l'chadchila, we'll see soon about that, but that's a big nekuda. Well, l'machmer l'maisa, like the Sefer HaTshumas, that it's not just chiltis, it's all things, but there is a sheet of the Maram that they bring, the Maram learns, no, it's not the chiltis, l'gabi the din, if Mechai l'shvach is not the chiltis.
No, but it can't be not the tznon, it's not and chiltis, right?
Yeah, that, no, of course, yes.
Well, it's not dark, it's not, it's
cultist too. Cultist wasn't common, apparently. Cultist wasn't something that they,
The third in Kalim is a cultist. Yes, but not the other
right. Yeah. And it goofed within this, even if we'd accept, the Shita, let's say, the Shita Menichil, that it's known as Davka, but there seems to be a Shia Leposk, and that certain other things, they say, well, Snow might be Davka, but obviously X, that's worse than Snow. So it might be Davka, meaning it might not just be a catchword for Dov HaCharev. It's not a synonym for Dov HaCharev, but Avada, there are things that Chush Meir are worse than Snow, besides Chilter. So, what's that?
It's not enough.
Some post, but then there's a Machon, some post, this is worse, and it's not worse, so it becomes a little bit vague. But and also, I mean, the stomach, we don't have necessarily all the meaning, even Snow. Do we have the exact, it's Snow, the Gemara means, does a Shalom Achon and Snow, does it mean Davka, black peel or even white peel? So these are shilas, and all this plays a role in the halacha l'maisa. Maybe we'll see. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch l'maisa, the mechaber brings down 2 days whether legabe this din of einu ben yomo, whether we say that a davachar, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss chotis. It discusses snow and silka. It doesn't discuss chotis. So the mechaber brings in Sival 2 days whether it applies to einu ben yomo. Later in Sif Gimel he just makel and it's davka ben yomo. But the Ramah is machmer. Ramah Sival is machmer, and back earlier back in Simit Sadi Hesif days, the Ramah is machmer that by old varim charifim, right, not just by chiltis, but by snow and other varim charifim, we say the din in mechal yilei l'shvach. So, but the shaila is, what is the din b'diavad? It's the first major shaila that comes up all the time. If a person, lemaisa, cut an onion. Let's say onion is the most common example. The post can assume that onions are, if once we say snot is lav davka, and snot is just a synonym for all the barim charifim, so betzalim are included. And by the way, that's the lesson of the shachar, because it's, you know, it's lav davka snot. So once we say betzalim are included in that, onions included. So the shaila is a person cuts an onion with a knife, a fleishach knife, that's an eina ben yom, it's mekunach, it's clean, and it's eina ben yomo. And then they've already mixed it into milchik food. They've cooked it and mixed it together with milchiks, milchik kalim and milchik food, etc., etc. Do we have to aser it or not? Now, first of all, the first shaila I mentioned before is there's a shaila in the shacharich itself, in the rishonim, the shacharich is brought down. How far does the tam go in its snow? So lechatchila b'machmir pila rama that it goes kedei kulo, that it affects the entire snow, and you would need, therefore, in a case of Lamashal, if it was a ben yomo, if you used the knife that was a ben yomo, and you mixed it in with milchiks, so if you that sad, look at that shitim shan, you would need shishim kedei the entire tznon, according to that sad. Lamaisa, there's and many rishonim hold that it only goes kedei netila, and it's brought that the yevet, once it's mixed in, with somech on that if you have shishim kenegad the kedei netila of the onion, it's motor, and certainly also if you have shishim keneged the socket itself. In other words, the tam in the onion can't be larger than the chelik of the socket that actually cut into it. So if you have shishim keneged that, that's for sure motor. But the other, even if you don't have shishim keneged that, if the kedei netila of the onion, if shishim keneged the netila of the onion, we'd be makel but the other. Okay, but let's say you don't have that case where it's a socket she'ena ben yomo. And you don't have that. You don't have shishim. So, is there makom to be mekel? So, there's one famous shita that many people know and discuss, the shita of the Beis Meir, which is on the daf here on Sif Gimel, it's the Simen Sadivav on Sif Gimel, where the Beis Meir wants to learn that even the Ramah, that's machmir, by Eina Ben Yomo, by all Dvarim Charifim, only meant to say that l'chavchila, but he never meant to be mekel, and he never meant to be machmir, but the Yevid by Eina Ben Yomo. And he's also mitzarif the fact that he says bifrat if it's a case where it's a sakin choleves where mistama it's rov tashmisha is betzonan, it's mistama not so choleves to begin with, or not dafki if it's treated as a sakin choleves, he bifrat that he throws in as a sniff, but he's mekel lemaisa even by a regular knife. If it's ein ben yomo, make b'di'evan. He says the Ramah never meant to be machmir by shah, because since the Gemara only says it's known, and so b'chlal k'midar b'charef doesn't apply to anything but snown and up, and even if it does apply, certainly the din of mechayle the shvach could be doesn't apply, like the sheet of the Ma'arav could be only applies to chodes. So when you have b'di'evan, you have a shaylof not by not by an ein ben yomo by something other than snown, l'mashal an onion, says you can make a b'di'evan. And it's the first time that by Rabbi Yisrael Reisman that Rapam Zechon Avracha Paskin like this very shark. He held the sheet to very shark Lamaisa, and he was even challenged by people trying to rise for Keret, and he was Mahapich the Shal Beis Meir, what the Gadol he was, etc. And I heard this from Rabbi Reisman. I also heard someone tell me Rav David Palm told him the same thing, that his father held this way, etc. Okay, the Shailas, though, there's a very difficult cash in the Beis Meir, and there's a Ramah in Simen Sadi Hesef Beis that talks about Dvarim Charifim, but the Ramah seems to say the Hedja, seems to say Mamash Mefurish, not like this, in Sif Beis, because he's talking about the Din of Napar Nat, where he says that the whole chumah b'di'evad is only b'di'evad, meaning the fact that you cook noodles in the flesh of a pot, the fact that we hold lechatchila, you can't mix it with cheese, lechatchila you can't mix it with cheese, says the Ramah, it's only by a ben yomo, but if the keilu is ein ben yomo, you already cooked the noodles, you can mix it with cheese, right? Lechatchila, we hold you shouldn't cook it in a flesh of a keilu amanas to mix it with milchiks, but once you cooked it already as an afterthought, or leftovers, whatever, you could mix it.
Even before you put the cheese in it,
yes.
Have you cooked it?
If it's an eina ben yomo, and it wasn't your intention when you cooked it, so one of your kids says, "I want cheese in my noodles. I'm not eating noodles without ketchup. I want cheese." So you could do it, or leftovers. You made it for a flesh of supper at night, and the next day you want to you yourself, not your kids. You want to eat a leftovers. Okay, so eina ben yomo. Now that says the Ramah, but that's only by shar dvarim. Avol ha yedav a charif kagon shibishlu dvarim charifim bekli shel basar afilu eina ben yomo o shedachu. Tavlin, but madach shalbasar, And he gives an example of Tavlin. Tavlin is the example the Beis Meir was going on. The Beis Meir in Sim Tzavi Vav, when he comes to say his gula, it also says Tavlin there. And here the Ramah says, you use Tavlin, the Meducha Shel Basar, in Bishlo B'chalav, Oser Afilu B'diavid, Adi Yikashishin, Negad Abasar, Blu Abaham. So the Ramah says, it's Hei Mufurish, that it's Oser B'diavid. And so the Marsham, the Chumash Marsham, Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin, who says the Beis Meir is Tumua, he hasn't spelled the gap. He says, "Of course, it's Ramah." He says the Ramah in Sadiye is a tiyufta to the Beis Meir. But and they didn't see any real teres. I mean, Banei Shulchan touches on it, the Gil Sefer, they touch on this kasha, but they didn't see any real teres. But Shulchan seems to want to answer it, but I didn't understand how he answers it. And so of course, the Gil Sefer also says his teres doesn't answer. Luchar doesn't answer the kasha. I mean, well, he's missing something in his teres. But so and the Marsham doesn't say
that.
So we have this kasha, but the kasha notwithstanding, the Marsham goes on anyway to be mekel in the shaila of an ben yomo, and amongst other things, the Marsham, you know, Marsham Kedaka, the way he speaks, and he brings in many marimakomas. He brings in Eliyahu Rabba in Siman Tav Mem Zayin in the Pesach, where the where the Eliyahu Rabba writes that the Chiburi of Yeridea says, I brought Rayas Baruros Kenegan Ramah, She'ein Lahachma B'davacharav Elab Ben Yomo V'Lebein Ben Yomo. This is Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba, which parenthetically is quoted extensively by the Mishnah Berurah all over the place, as you all know. It's like just noticing lately how frequently you might ever hear the line which was quoting Eliyahu Rabba. Anyway, so the Eliyahu Rabba says he brought Rayas Baruros Kenegan Ramah, and the Marsham, based on that and other cheshbonus, is Mekel B'Diavid. Anyway, he says, it's not Shan Ramah, but Lamaisa could be Samechad. In addition to that, something one more sniff to be Mekel, which I think is a very. I said the Ramah's Machmir, but the Beis Meir says he's only being Machmir Lechatchila. The Beis Meir wants to learn that the Ramah didn't mean B'diavid you have to be Machmir. He just meant Lechatchila. Even the Zayin Ben Yomo, don't mix it with milkings. But you mix it already, you can look at except by radishes or worse, but by onions, he's Mekel. That's what the Beis Meir says. So the Marsham says it can't be the Ramah's Mekel, but Lamaisa we can be Mekel. And a third sniff is this, the Daki Tshuva in Salibav, Sifkan Chav Gimel. The Daki Tshuva brings, Shal Shiv's Gur Ari Yehuda. Sifkan Chav Gimel, Salibav, Chav Gimel. Where he brings from the Shal Shiv's Gur Ari Yehuda, which I think a Gavaldo thing, he says, just the words are, Ha'ikul Ladina, the Bitzalim Shenech the Chubasakit Shal Basar Makunach, the Eid Ben Yomo, our case, and it's everything we want. Bitzalim, you don't have shishim. Sagi lahashlich habitzolim. Just remove the onions. Vahatavsha shechalav mutter. Why? So he says, dekiv and shehishlich hadav acharif. Once you threw out the acharif, v'nisha sham raka balua shel basar, v'harei ain sham charif v'shiyasel so l'shvach. The acharif is gone, that's making it l'shvach. Hadar habalua l'pgamo. It's getting sick, it becomes pogum again. So we get a lot of puzzle faces. What does that mean? Once it was Machai L'Shvach, now you have Tam Basar, so good, so the culprit left, but it's already L'Shvach.
Right, okay, you're eating it because you want the Tam to go, to give, you're not doing it, you no. Want the Tam, the onions to be in the meat because it gives it a good flavor.
Yeah, but not the Tam Basar. I forgot that I cut it with a Kalishka knife. I just want the onions to Tam.
Right, but now the onions that has the Tam Basar in it.
Okay, but Lamaisi is saying it's not called Lishra. It's not called Lishra. So the question is, what do you mean it's not called Lishra? So
the whole Indian you're talking about is when you put the cheese into the noodles with the onions in it, or is it after the onions cooked with the noodles, you took the onions out? And are we talking about the cheese actually being with the onions?
Yeah, well, the case is the onions were mixed into an actual milchika dish with cheese and everything, and then you realize that they were cut with a flesh knife. So he's saying, extract the onions, take out the actual pieces of onion, and the rest is mutter.
So what? So I understand that. If my understanding is if something has a tam in it, and the tam goes into something else, so. What good does it take the onions out when the tam is already there in the cheese?
Okay, so I'm going to try to explain, because what he says is, though, his words are, because really the tam was pugum. We're talking about the knife with the inu ben yomo when you cut the onion. Right. So really the tam is pugum, so we shouldn't even care about it. The only reason we care about it is because the onion is affecting it. The onion is making it not pugum. But so once you got rid of the onion, so there's nothing to make it non-pugum. There's nothing to rectify the tam pugum. Okay, but the cover that's sure, because it already happened. So, okay, so maybe, just Batari's Efsher, the Megillah Sefer brings down here is a shaila in the actually Rishonim, but Rishonim and Achronim. What does it mean, the Chayil and Shach? What does Gemara mean by that Svar Daf Lamites? And he brings first. I looked it up last night. It's Yechuv in the Mishnas Yaakov in Chelik Yerdei Simon Lamed Gimel, where the Mishnas Yaakov says, and he brings down that the Rambam Perash Mishnayi says this, and the Ra'od and Bedek Abaye says this. It doesn't mean the Chayil and Shach that by cutting the onion with a fleshach knife, when the tam that goes in the onion rectifies the tam. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that the tam now becomes meshuvah. Because then he says, the Mishkan Yaakov says, it should have said mesaken le, mesaken oso, or some other word. Mechalya means it sweetens. So he's learning mechalya le shach. You know what that means in the Mishkan Yaakov? It means the tam pogum sweetens the onion, or sweetens not onion, I'm sorry, sweetens the chiltis. He says, dafkalei chiltis, sweetens the chiltis. Chiltis, he says, is something very sharp. And when you cut it with something, even if it's tam pogum, it's still worth it because it waters down the sharp tam. Chiltis is hard to eat the way it is, so you have a benefit that now it got watered down a little, it got diluted a little. I got a little bit tam pogum. It doesn't make a difference what diluted it. Even as long as it got diluted, it's an improvement. Like they have, you know,
what are you answering now? The thing remains pogum, and when you have this gishmak chungus.
So when it's iser, when is the sakin shel iser, right? When is the sakin shel iser? So since the tam pogum, the tam iser improves it, so now it's that tam is infiltrated, is mixed together with the chiltis, and the tam with the chiltis. Thus, you're eating the chiltis becomes a tray for chiltis, right? If it's tray, if it's sakin shel iser, so it becomes a tray for chiltis.
If the chanan and the chiltis didn't eat, you don't have the tam of the tray for there. You're saying the
chiltus
was
impregnated. Right. So the chiltus is so big that this makes it better.
Right. So now,
interesting way we're doing
it. So now it's a
fleshig chiltus.
No, I'm saying the iser. I'm saying the iser for a minute. I'm saying it's tam shel iser.
That's the short drop. There's no tam of the iser here. All there is that you've improved the overall food. Iser did something to improve the food. That can't be a deraisa. I mean, deraisa is when it's mesim tam. It's not mesim tam. You think it's like it's called an amayimid. It's that kind of a thing where it's had an effect on the food and we're saying, okay, make the food also because there's some kind of effect on it. We're not tasting the iser. The iser is no tam.
Okay, I hear saying just that. I'm not sure if he brings also the Rashba. The Rashba learns the deraisa in the din of Mechal Shvach. I'm not sure if he brings the Rashba on the list also like this, in which case we'd have to work it out. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's the Rashba. But
you're not having time with the food. You don't taste anything.
The taste of the basar is not the etzema problem. It's the taste of the basar made the chiltis tray.
It has an effect. Well, not really. I'm saying it has an effect. Without tasting it. So that's not dry.
I deserve it as a garden a little bit.
Okay, could be. But that's what Chazal asked, he says. Okay, so the Mela, so he says, the Mishnah Yaakov says, therefore, it says a Raya Brura, that it's only Bechiltis, like they're showing him, he's making like they're showing him, it's only Bechiltis, because this is the Hesbe. He says, it's not true by its known, or by Bitsalam, he says, by carrot. You want the sharpness. You don't want to dilute the sharpness of an onion, then buy a carrot. You know, you want the sharpness. Chiltis is something which you want for whatever reason you want it, but it's too sharp, so this is a mile. So the Chavis Das, in Kuf Gimel, Sivka and Tess, also is mitzadi like this to try to answer Akasha, but he shlugs up this one with Rabbi Amram saying he shlugs up because he says that it doesn't make sense by basar though. By if you cut a double charet with a sack, and he seems to be assuming you would apply it maybe to other things because I mean there are Rishon applied to other things and by basar, so why should it be asked to eat it with kutach? So maybe the tam basar itself is mutter. The tam basar is not asar. Elamai, you want to consider a fleshich thing, but how if you mix it with cheese, how does it asar the cheese? He says that doesn't make that a login chas yakasha. But by yisr he can hear, but by basar he says it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't asar. Al kapanim, but this is what the Mishkan Zaka says, and he says the Rambam Perash Mishnayis this way, and the at least those three shahar, I remember he says learn this way. So maybe that's Gemara Yehud is also working with that if you learn Mechal Leishach just means that the Tam Pogum makes the thing a little bit more palatable. So once the Tam, once the thing itself, once you took out the Dabba Charev itself, Elamai, the Tam is left behind. We don't care about the Tam, right? The Tam, in other words, again, going back to this case, the onion you cover, the fleshcha knife, Ein Ben Yomo, and you mix it into cheese food. If you take out the onion, so what are you left with? The tam that went out, but the tam itself is not a problem. The tam is the tam is never l'shvach. The tam basar is always iser. Maybe he means that, but al kapanim, whether he means that or not, Lamaisa, and
no, no, also, but if the chiltus will be Isser, then the chiltus like a Chanan. Then you ask the chiltus, it will be Chanan.
So it means he's saying he took out the Dabacha, but okay, and Chalami, but I don't, but he's not going to make Chanan. Yes, he's going by buses, so maybe by buses, once you take out, that maybe means once you take out the thing that made it, and so you let the time itself is not a problem, or maybe the butzel itself. So the butzel itself. Lemaisa, they do say, and this is what Ramah says, that if you, let's say, stam a bus, fleishcha onion that got cooked with shishim keneg in the basar, so the onion itself is chazal etera, right? Even though by Yisra we don't say that, but here it says we're bound to do say that you can eat the butzel itself.
Like an Yisra, don't look.
What's that?
It's not like
a right, not dog looking at it. The standard case, you cut the butzel with the pleishcha knife, yeah, and you mix it into milchiks, and you have shishim connected, whatever you need, let's say shishim connected to the yeah. So it's all mutter. It's all mutter, including the butzel itself. The butzel itself is mamash. In any case, the Gurai, whether he means this or not, but he means something, he says, he holds lemaisa that it's mutter. So he brings here that, he brings the Sefer Yoshua, and also says like this, and he brings others, the Sefer Yehoshua. It's quoted extensively by the Das Torah. Hashem quotes it all the time, quotes it frequently. It's, he borrowed a name from, many people borrow names from Mordechai Kashan, sorry. Anyway, so he's Mekel as well.
One big mouse pad.
He does bring that Rosh Shlomo Kluger in Tuktam Adas is very machmir, and he says, Cholila lahakal bazeh, it would be if you have no other, no other suffix. But he brings a number of achronim that say at least b'malkam hesed you can be samech on it. So I just think that there's certainly roilet sarif together with the base mayor and with the marsham who says that even if the base mayor is not correct m'sham l'ramah, but halacha l'maisa, the marsham basically with the El Yorab and whoever else he brings. And now we have this other tzad to be mekel with the Eved, at least if you take out the onions. At least you take out the onions. So I think that there's definitely makom to be mekel here in many of the shalas. Sometimes the shalas come up, it's shasachat, but the food's already made, and it's difficult to...
That would be also be a bit of the charifas also. It means if your onions have now been cut into a potato kugel, at this point they're not harvesting. Because when you did other things to it, that now it's normal to harvest. At the time when you cut it was still harvest. But now you pushed it away.
You say, it should be enough that the onions are now mounted the onions.
Other ways make it not harvesting.
Whatever is burnt is that the harif is making the shrash, and the harif is gone. You say the harif is gone, whatever it has been, but the harif is now gone, so you don't have that factor.
That was only because of the way you explained it. You could have explained otherwise. Yeah, you could have explained otherwise to say that the harifus of the onion does something to the trace time. No, it's not the purpose, because then we wouldn't take it out. So, no, I'm sorry, take it back. Yeah.
And this only speaker, he only says when you're able to see it then.
Yeah, we have to remember.
But if potato kugel, you haven't seen onions.
No, but Rakon is saying, but those onions aren't harf anymore in the potato kugel.
Right, but I'm saying for the other ones that we're seeing.
So then you don't take them out. He only wants you to take them out so that the thing that's turning it from pogum to shvach is gone. So Rakon's saying it's gone. If you mount it, it's also gone. It's another way of making it, that's the thing on the city, right? So it's another way of making it gone.
If you cook something, it's mounted the onion. I mean, it becomes
fine.
Sweet automatically.
Okay, so
when would you have to ever pull out the onions?
So if this is Cheshem is right, so then in most cases maybe you would, but that, you say every time, I don't say every time.
Or could be that you put it into a fresh salad.
Yeah, right, or, well, then it wouldn't be time, then everyone would
eat it. Yeah,
everyone
would eat it.
So if you get the case, I'll have to look at the recipe book.
Okay. Anyway, so because just the Chazrover, I mean, the base, like I said, Pam Chach at least was very mekel just with the base mayor alone. He held the base, and so there was what to be selichon here. The Eved, everyone could use their own acharash.
Is again that it's not an onion, right? The base mayor is that it's not an onion.
No, it's not. It's onion or tavalin or anything else. Anything lower than snow.
It's
Ain't
Vinyam.
That's all
we're talking about. Ain't Vinyam. Ain't Vinyam,
but we don't say
it's from Chayla.
Anything that's higher than snow, that would be good.
Is there anything? I don't know what its snow tastes like. I mean, I don't know what the Chazal snow tastes like. I mean, it's got,
Our onions are stronger than snow, I think.
Well, compared to red.
Nowadays.
We talk about the black rice, whatever that was.
Right. It could be nowadays.
Did you ever find out what a chult is? What it is?
I quoted out, so it's a very sharp plant. That's how I say.
Sharp?
Very sharp plant. And at the other side, probably someone says, we don't know what it is. Others say, we don't know what it is. Okay.
Very often, Hess is same as CH. Chili.
Chili.
Why not?
Very good.
They eventually. I can't,
Okay. Okay, this is a good one.
Phenomenon is similar.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, now another major shaila, which comes up all the time, is when asked.
Are you giving bottom line or just
I'm giving bottom line. On that, there is Malkum Lahagel. There's the Yesh Malkum Lahagel to be Maker when it was in the Yevet. I'm not giving bottom line for policy of CSC. That's for sure not. This is just a private shia to a public organization.
You could make a policy.
You know what's going on the
website.
We just made the statement what it is. So.
I was not asked, authorized, or qualified to make to sit here and make policies for the CSC unilaterally. I'm just unilaterally. I'm just discussing the halacha. Okay. The next very negated geshayla is a woman says, okay, I did. She cut the onion. With a ben yomo, flesh of a ben yomo knife, so the onion and, and she cut a dak, it says, I mentioned before, but if you cut a dak, you cut it in chopped of the whole onion, so she cut the onion, it's all flesh now, and now she either wants to, or she already did, put it into her food processor or some other machine, which pulverized it or ground it up further or whatever it is, and wants to know now, does that have an effect on the machine? Does the blade or the whatever piece is manipulating this onion, this davar charif that was balua from fleishich hatam, does that become fleishich?
The original knife clean?
Clean. It was clean, but it was, let's say, it was just for argument's sake, a ben yomo. For argument's sake, just to avoid the previous discussion, a ben yomo. Okay, so...
I'm sorry, and you said there were other things in the machine, or just...
No, talking about, let's see right now, she wants to pulverize the onion right now, which is just...
That's a Friday question that we get very often in the office.
Okay, very good. Very timely. This year, the Friday morning.
We're at home.
Okay, so this is really a subject of a very big machlokas achronim. There's a well-known mug in Avram, in Nechaz Pesach, and Siman Tafim in Aleph. I think it's Lassikon Lam Aleph. Yeah, there I have it. Lassikon Lam Aleph. Where the Magen Avraham says, yes, he says that it's a very improper thing that people do, that they take an onion or, double charef that was cut up with a fleishcha knife, and then they take a meducha shell, a parva meducha, and they chop it up, and then they use that meducha for other tavlin they want to mix with cholov. He says, that's an issue. You can't do that, because once you chopped up this fleishcha onion with the meducha, that meducha becomes now besari, becomes fleishich, as fleishich atam in the meducha, because just like what the Magen Avraham is saying, just as the sakin imparted tam into the onion, and that tam is called tam rishon, right? We don't say napar napar davar charef, but tam rishon fleishich in the onion, so now that tam rishon similarly goes out into the meducha, it's also tam rishon, and now when you chop up other tvalin, it's, it keeps going, and you can't mix that, you can't eat it with the milk. So it's not
the fact that the meduka is any of the is still tamrishon when it comes out. When it rolls, when it comes out, the meduka is any of the is still.
Yeah, both knives.
Yeah, and the meduka, if anything, some say it's even worse because it's not
machine. The any of the yoma of the chopper is not going to be poking it with tam. That's going to come into the from the new onions, right? It's not going to do that.
Okay, so
the other way around, you know what I'm saying?
So the on the daf the Shulchan Aruch again in Sif Gimel Tzadivav, Sif Gimel is the famous Eben HaOzer, and the Eben HaOzer is Doichle. He brings his Magen Avraham and he disagrees. He brings a writer from a Shach and Kuf Chav Beit. He disagrees, and he says basically what he says is that it's not so. That the only thing that happens with Davar Charef is that the Davar Charef extracts Tam Rishon. It pulls out Tam Rishon from the Keli, and the Davar Charef becomes Fleishich. But when he gives back the tam, when you then cut it again with a clean knife, or you chop it up with a meducha, the tam that goes out is the tam sheni, and it's like anything else, it does not go out. Even if the meducha extracts the tam, but only it definitely goes down a level, now it's only tam sheni, and it's the tam sheni the heter, and then you could use that with
what
other
tam. What is that?
Yeah, like any not right
now. Sheni. It's a good sheni.
Well, not right now, whatever.
Tam sheni. It's a long one.
Okay. Okay, so, and this is his taina. As I said, he proves it from Shach in Kut Chafez, like this, which is a Nidun. But another, so, on top, in addition to that taina, there's a second taina from Chavizdas in a few places. Chavizdas, one place I think is right here in Tzadivov. But he mentioned a few places that the Chavizdas says also that it's Mavur in Simikuf Hei, in Sivzayin, that anyway, Tom can't go from a Michael to a Kehli without Rotev. Right? Tom doesn't travel from a Michael to a Kehli B'li Rotev. And he says that Mamele, even like the Duchka, and he says something, he spells out, or he's obviously assuming that means even by Tcharif, and even like the Duchka. I mean, the Shachar, because he's not talking about that. But he says, even like the Dabar Tcharif, and even through Duchka, it's not going to go out without Rotev. So he says, anyway.
Every time you travel with it, how does it go out?
It doesn't. He's saying from the double charek into the kli, it doesn't go. From the kli to the onion, it goes. From the kli to the michael, it goes. Below Rotev. But from the michael to the keli, it doesn't go. So he says it doesn't. Nothing happened. This chopper that you chopped up the onion is parv as it was the day it was created.
Just like if I cut a knife, like a knife with an onion, the tam is extracted into it.
Right.
That's so now I have the onion again being chopped up again.
Right, but it's not going to go out of the food. It goes out of the kli into a food. But it can't go out of a food into a kli. It can't go back into another knife without rotif.
What's
rotif? Liquid. Sorry. That's what he said. Fine. This is what the Chavadah says.
Coffee.
And a number of other Achronim Prima Gadim says this in a couple places as well.
In the process, it's liquid.
What do you mean? The juice of the onion?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there's a shadow when they talk about rotif, how much rotif is rotif. But I don't know if I have the point, but I don't think that would be sufficient. I think we're talking about, you put in water or something, right? Okay, that's something to consider, but I don't think that rotif is going to make a difference. So says the Chavizdas and the Prima Gadim, a number of Achronim, and there's also a Kiva Eger and the Hagos on the Prima Gadim, in the Nushal Vanarach, where he also tines. Not like it. See, the other case, just within the same shiloh, the other case they're talking about is, well, a simple case where you cut the, it's really basically the same thing. You cut an onion with a fleshic knife, and then you cut the same onion with the power of a knife. Does that knife become, basically the same thing, does that knife become fleshic? So the Prima Gadim one place seems to say it would, but the Rikivegas Masaganim that it can't, that it cannot become fleshic. So many Achronim tie this against the Magen Avraham. So the tzad to be miyashivis possibly is that's only by tam kochush. Tam kochush, we shvacha tam, which isn't shami, which isn't fatty, that can't travel from a kli to a michael, michael to a kli without rotif. Thank you. I have to make sure that I got the
answer. It's like saying guap, that's why I'm doing
But by tam shami, they can't. So the Bar Shulchan example brings a Chumas Beis Shlomo that says that, that you have to ask because you have to be choshesh that within some time you may have used you may use it for davar shami. The original knife that cut the onion, if you ever used it for davar shami, so the tam that went into the onion is tam shami in the onion, and that tam shami can come out from the davar char, from the onion into the meducha without rotif.
Like what? It's a
tam shamin.
That's the
dover shamin. Yeah, so you cut the dover with the knife. Yeah. Now the tam shamnunis de katam could travel.
Just don't give the tam the shamnun. It has to be oily food. It has to be dover shamin. That helps. That is to say, even though there's no right that between the two items, the shamnunis of the food pushes it through. But there's no shamnunis in the knife. The knife is solid. There's nothing. There's no shamnunis in it. It's just there's a tam. The taste of that food is in it. There isn't any physical shamnunis to help do the pushing.
I hear what you're saying, but I think maybe that's in the Chavez Dassos. But I think
I wrote it before you said.
Okay, well,
what are you going to say?
Please help me.
I think you're going to say an analogy, just like a double shamin is able to push tam into the with his no right. Maybe double harp has also the same kind of properties that it also is able to push tam in ways that are.
That's a different taina. That's a different taina. Some taina that like I mentioned before, I said in Kufay it doesn't say beforeish by double harp. That's a different taina that maybe duchka does, maybe duchara does. But I believe that this is not what the Beis Shlomo is saying. Which is Beis Shlomo, just give me a minute. You can look it up. The Shulchan brings it here in Sadi Vav on page Shin. Starts on Shin Chavalef. Aval b'davar shamid b'lo yeshlam et yotze meha ochel af b'lo rotiv ukedol kamal misnuk kafeis etc. etc. Right, you can look at the quotes. And it's I know Shuvas by Shlomo. It's Simon Kuf Samaches. Shekaser sheyesh bali hora shematirim hasakin im chachut snow besakin baser b'shuv chachu besakin chalav ba'omer she'en abliya yotzi l'sakin like a rotiv kaser by Shlomo lahashis l'vayim kiv the camel dapen yon v'adim bi alamecha shemeros hayom nivul besakin eiz a baser shami v'nivul mi menu b'tznow b'shuv yotzi mi menu sochsakin a chalav baser. That's the Shlomo. Okay. So. So that might be Isha. But Lamaisa, many Achronim are Mekel on the Shaila with the either like the Svara of Eben Hozer, that it doesn't, Bechal doesn't become Tam Rishon when it goes out, or the Svara of the other Chon that doesn't go out Shaila with Arotim. Now, as you do it, there's a Mishnebura in the Tuf, now the Mishnebura quotes the Magen Avram, you know, verbatim, and he doesn't bring any Cholkim, he doesn't bring the Eben Hozer, not the Chavis Das, not the Kiv Eger, or anything. So, which is, you know, definitely something we have to contend with, is the Mishnebura that's Sosim L'Chumra. Lamaisa, despite that, so some want to say, well, you know, the Mishnah Berurah he's going in Hilchos Pesach, so it could be that in the Hilchos Pesach he was, you know, he brings him down.
Coleman,
he
wants,
right, exactly. Maybe, you know, we'll have to out him.
Not oral,
that's yours. Lavdavke, Lavdavke, Dimachmer, and all these
things. That the Chametz part of the Lavdavke is basically on this. The end of Mishnah is talking about just for the Chametz.
No, I don't think so. But I'm saying when he's not Marach. He's quotes the Magen Avraham. So it could be he's incorporating the Hilchos Pesach. With Hilchos Pesach, you have to be Marach. If you used a chametz stick, knife to cut an onion, and then you know, and then you cut, use the meducha to chop it up, you have to consider that meducha chametz stick, perhaps. But he wouldn't necessarily be Marach. Maybe it's a. You know, I'm certainly not attributing this to this Pshan of Mishnah Berurah, but I'm saying it's not a raya that the Mishnah Berurah would say you have to aser. Besides which, this gets into also the hashgaf of how you look at the Mishnah Berurah quotes an achron, just quotes it, you know, does that mean he's passing like that or doesn't, etc. It doesn't bring any mekil. Lamaisa, the netiyah in many of the svarim is to be mekil. On this, Mishnah, like the...
Because of what? Because there's no writer?
The main time I think is Eben Oz's time that the Bechal doesn't come at Tamarishan. Now I just want to just conclude this for now that the Bade Shulchan brings a Chachmas Chayodim in also Nechaz Pesach. It's supposed to be in Sheilah Chav Dalet. I think he writes Chav Gimel. I'm pretty sure Sheilah Chav Dalet where he learns in the Chayodim saying that anyway you can't do this Lechatchila. The chadchila value you can't. If you want to use that machine or that meducha later for, you know, for milchak tavlinim or for a parva tavlinim, you can't do a chadchila to chop up the thing because einos and not by not lechadchila. Even if it's not by not, like if you go with the Eben Ozer, even if it's not by not, but you can't go ahead lechadchila and turn into a not by not with the plan of using it for milchus. Is what he said. But legabi the dia, but the cool. Lamaisa.
What's that dated? I have a question. I did the onions by mistake. The woman called me up after, called the office, and says, I chopped with a plate chicken and I did it with the grinder. I want it to remain par. It's par.
I'm saying many will
have to, but I want to go ahead next week and make my quiche.
Yeah, so then...
It's still par.
If it's par, it's par. But, okay. But Lamais, I just want to, at least on this point, conclude with this Nakuta, that very often, it's very easy to do Hagola on the piece. It's very easy. The blade or the little metal piece, I usually recommend...
And
the
rubber piece underneath.
We'll deal with the specifics when the woman calls. We have a specific her machine. I'm just saying, frequently it's very easy to do Hagola. If you do Hagola, so why have to, you know, forever be using this machine that has a shiloh? The Magen Avraham says you're doing a Rala Amaisa, you're doing the wrong thing. It's very easy to, you know, to be Yostov.
Oh, the
you
worry about the whole bottle? The whole container or just the blade itself? No, the blade. You worry about it's
only cutting. The thing that cuts.
Okay.
What? Okay, I guess.
Okay. Okay. I had this right where the lady called and told her that it's okay. And then her husband called the Rav and he made her throw out all of her kugels. So I guess he was like in the Shavuot.
What do you do?
And was it a Ben Yovo even, the original knife?
I don't think so.
What happened?
So you wouldn't allow them to. They want to put her in the wood cross of the hotel. You wouldn't.
Right.
You can do that.
Right. You wouldn't say that. That's what I'm saying. The people, at least they just say,
"What happened?"
He said,
"You're
out."
The
hot mess of the second. It wasn't only good. It was probably, you know, afterwards from smashing it off.
Right.
You're not worried about the keli itself, the bowl.
the board
to
the board into which it was. So that's another whole machlok is about the thing underneath it. Thing is, I have to go. I don't know if you're interested. I have what to say.
We'll have another sure.
It should be another time.
Another time.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rabbi. Okay. Beginning of many more.
Okay. So you tell me when, if you want to. I'm into it now. So if you want to, that's Friday. Whatever you want.
We may have a meeting.
Okay. Whatever it is.
Thank you, Rabbi.